It's a Wednesday morning, and Brady, g'day.
Morning, Millsy. Hey, Baz.
How is Britain's richest man spending his money these days?
He's bought himself a cycling team today, and not just any cycling team, my cycling team, Team Sky. We've pretty much dominated European road races for a decade now. Chris Froome, Geraint Thomas, Bradley Wiggins, 6 Tour de France victories, a Giro d'Italia, a Vuelta a España, and today the richest man in Britain has taken over Team Sky. So the Sky sponsorship was always coming to an end this year. In steps a man called Sir Jim Ratcliffe. He is 66 years old and he's worth approximately, get this, $42 billion Australian dollars. He owns a chemicals company called Ineos, and as of May the 1st, Team Sky will become Team Ineos. So there we go. I have to say, I've had wonderful, wonderful days and weeks following them all over Europe for the last decade. Great bunch of guys.
Yeah, indeed. You have had a good time. Now, what else is making news over there, Endo?
Brexit. Quelle surprise. Brexit is all over the front pages again because Theresa May's... Yeah, I know how bored everyone is with this, Millsy, but this is interesting. Theresa May's heading back to Brussels this week, trying to get more concessions, which never seem to come. The latest we're hearing is it could be delayed by 3 months or even 2 years. That's what they're saying. She's going to ask for a short extension to the negotiations, which haven't gone anywhere in 2.5 years. And there are whispers that it could be a 2-year delay to Brexit. That would take us into 2021. And a referendum happened in 2016. Mm. It's ridiculous.
It is a bit silly, isn't it? All right, mate, you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.